Welcome back to the Low Bottom High Rise Podcast with me, your host, Moira Cassava. And man, you guys, I'm coming at you today in the thick of it, in the thick of emotion, in the thick of what feels just like a really tough season. I'm not going to get into all of the details, but gosh, the last couple of weeks we have been kind of crawling out from under a rock of a lot of sudden tragedies that are somewhat close to us, that just multiple things, you know, which felt like on a daily basis, one stacking on top of the other, became way too much to bear for myself, for my children. And so this episode, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about what to do when you're really struggling, and what has helped me just literally over the years, but especially in this past week. And hopefully it will, you know, will help you if you're in a season of struggle. And then what goes hand in hand with that is something that I feel like is just a game changer if you're struggling to make a big decision. And it's something I shared about a year ago on my social media, and it really impacted a bunch of people's lives, and I got a lot of feedback about it. So these things are kind of tied together, right? Because they're almost two sides of the same coin. It's like you can be really struggling with making a really, really hard decision, and that can be heavy and that can be hard. Or you might just be struggling, right, with depression, with events that are transpiring in your life. And you might just find yourself in a season where you might be asking yourself, like, is this depression, right? Like, what is going on? And again, I want to pass along some things that I am putting into place literally as we speak. And then I've definitely put into place in the past that have changed the game. And so first and foremost, the struggle, just the season of hard, right? And I'm going to do actually another episode around specifically grief, because Lord knows I have walked that road too many times in my life. And so I'm not speaking specifically to grief. I'm just speaking more in general, like whatever it is you are struggling with the overwhelm, with the sadness, with the just can't handle the heaviness of the world, of your emotions, of your circumstances. The two things that I recommend above all are, number one, talk to somebody. Just talk to somebody. You have to talk to somebody. And I know that sounds so like basic, but the reality is we don't always stop to talk to people. We tend to think that we can handle it on our own, that we can, you know, work it out in our own minds. And I really look back on my life. I look back to my early sobriety. And I realized that because I had the courage, or maybe just listen to the whisper that God said, you know, you got to talk to somebody. You got to constantly run your thoughts by somebody else. You've got to check your thoughts with somebody else. You have to constantly share what is going on, even if it seems so trivial and small. That's what saved my life. That is what has continued to save my life in regards to sobriety over and over and over and over over the last 25 years. I also recognize that's what did the opposite of that, not talking to somebody, you know, really hurt my sister. Most of you guys know I lost my sister to addiction some years back. And I always think, God, if she had just talked to somebody, if she had just been able to share what was going on in her heart and her head, you know, it could have looked different. And on the heels of that, I will share this. I've never shared this before. We're just going deep today, guys. the week that my sister died, one of my closest friends almost relapsed on alcohol that same week, had long-term sobriety, just like my sister had had. My sister had 5 years. My friend had several years of sobriety. And I remember that girlfriend of mine saying to me one day with like her jaw on the ground, she said, "Moira, I realized that in that moment where you're deciding, right? You're deciding to drink or to not drink. You're deciding to take action one way or the other." She said, "In that moment that your sister and I both had, I picked up the phone to talk to somebody, and instead she picked up the drink," right? Like, that's how huge talking to somebody can be. Last week, and I'll share this with you, I was just, you know, go, running the kids here, running the kids there, work, podcasts, calls, all the things, meetings. And I just felt like I had to keep going because there were just, you know, constant things kind of coming at me. And even some of my best friends, like, messaging about other stuff, like, "Hey, what's going on with this? What's going on with this? Hey, checking in about work. Are we doing?" And so I'm responding to even some of my closest friends, and they have no clue where, like, my heart was. And I just sent them, I sent three of my friends a message and just said, "Hey, I'm struggling. Heads up, I'm struggling." And it just opens the door for a conversation, right? Because sometimes you can pick up the phone. Like, sometimes what I should say is you can't pick up the phone. Like, the phone's too heavy, right? And it's almost like I can't, the idea of picking up the phone and just kind of ripping the Band-Aid off of all this pain is too great, but you have to let someone know. You have to just open the door a crack to have that conversation, right? I messaged my three girlfriends and I messaged my husband. "I'm struggling." And it just allowed a little bit of back and forth, right? To start to heal that pain. Because I always say, and I full-heartedly believe, that pain shared is pain cut in half. And that helped me immensely. So that's number one. If you're struggling, talk to somebody, right? And talk to somebody too that can, like, advise you, right? Later on in the week, I reached out to one of our best friends who's also a pastor, who's also a PhD in counseling. And I was like, "Hey, I don't want to cross the friendship line here, but, like, I need you to put your, like, counseling slash pastor hat on for me real quick," because not real quick, but I knew I needed to talk to even more people on a deeper level when I had a few days under my belt of being able to, like, okay, I need somebody to help me process this from that standpoint, right? So whether it's a therapist or a counselor or somebody, you just got to talk to people. You got to talk to as many people as you can when you're in pain like that. And we got to encourage our children to do the same, right? Like, we have to encourage our children, because that is the last thing that they are going to do in that situation. And so the second thing that came up for me, and we're going to keep this decision part, we're going to push that to another episode because this is just too much. So be on the lookout for that next podcast episode. That'll be the four things you need to do in order to make a good decision. But this is just the pain, right? The pain. The other thing that you need to do, I believe that you need to do, is give yourself permission to stop. Just stop. Stop running. Stop working. Stop doing. Stop shuffling the kids. Just give yourself permission to stop. Last week for me, it got so much that I had no choice. I literally was like, I can't do this. Like, I literally can't get on another work call. I can't work. Like, I just have to stop. Try to make that decision for yourself before you get to that point, right? And I always think about this. I always think about, you know, the times in my life where someone has tragically passed away or somebody has been in the hospital. And in moments like that, that we've probably all had, we can in an instant stop everything. Everything stops. The meetings aren't important. We don't have to make the call. We don't have to be at the place. We don't have to do the presentation. We don't have to shuffle the kids. We don't have to do anything. But in our day in and day out, when we're struggling with pain, we don't see our life that way. We see it as, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. And your soul is literally screaming for you to just stop and attend to the pain. And, you know, again, just thinking about this with our kids, it's so important because What I didn't see last week was I was dealing with all this stuff and I couldn't see clearly because of when you're in that emotional state, you don't see things clearly. I didn't see at all that my daughter was taking it all on too and getting to her own complete and utter breaking point. And what I was able to say to her when she's like, well, mom, like, I got to get it together because I got to do this and I got to do that. And she's sobbing her eyes out. I was able to say, no, like, you're not. Stop. You have to stop. You have to stop. I'm not letting you. Thank goodness she's her age and I could, you know, exercise this, but I'm not letting you go to the dance class that you think you have to be at because it's quote unquote mandatory. You know, if there was a life-threatening emergency, you wouldn't be at the class. Like, you don't have to go. What is so much more important is for you to just breathe, is for you to take a break, is for you to rest. And we've got to teach our children that, right? And then I was able to say, hey, I was actually able to reach out to a couple people that she considers, you know, people that she really trusts, adults in her life. And I said, hey, can you talk to her? Because I can talk to her, but she needs more than just me. You know, it takes a village. So whatever you're struggling with, I mean, I think about people that are struggling all the time with like addiction and they're drinking every day or using every day or popping pills every day. And it's like, they feel like they can't stop. Like they have to keep going and they can't attend to this thing. Like, you have to attend to the pain, right? I can even remember at 21 years old thinking like I couldn't go to rehab because I was, you know, I had a job and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, I was doing nothing at 21. That was that important. But that's not how it feels when we're in it. You have to stop and you have to talk to as many people as you can. Remember that pain shared is pain cut in half. So those two things, if you can do those things, if you can teach your children those two things, right? And just remember too, that it's important for our children to see us walk through the pain. It's important for our children to see us fall apart. It's important because if they see us pushing through, powering through, you know, soldiering up, like getting through it all, as then we don't give them any space to fall apart. Like, and this will go into the grief episode, but God knows whenever I've walked through loss, I was so sick of everybody telling me like, you're so strong, you'll get through it. I was like, for God's sakes, can somebody give me permission to fall apart? Because I need to not be strong. I need to fall apart, right? Give yourself permission to stop. Give yourself permission to fall apart and talk to as many people as you can. I hope this episode helps. I know it was short and sweet, but gosh, even just sharing that with you guys helps me. So thank you for being such an amazing audience. Thank you for just being so receptive to these messages. Message me. I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode and how it has impacted your life. And if you were able to just take it and use it. But it's also my hope that if you are in the darkness, that you do see the light sooner than later. We'll see you next week. Thanks.